I went to a website and I was able to choose who I wanted as a worker. And I really, really love the fact that Aaron had a deep interest in Buddhism and Buddhist philosophy. And he was in the middle of doing psychology. And I just thought, God, this guy's interesting. Because the thing that I was looking for was not someone who was trained in mental health work, not someone who had preconceptions and ideas about me and what I could do or what I was like. I wanted someone with fresh eyes so that I could just be myself and not be put in a box.
What happened then? What happened when you saw Debs?
We had that first meeting. We went for coffee and literally, I guess it is a job interview, but you're sort of, you know, both of us trying to get a sense of what it would be like to spend time, you know, with this person over a long period, because it's developing a relationship, I think, and just sort of getting a sense of whether you can both be comfortable in that relationship. And so we met for coffee, had a very interesting chat about, you know, lots of deep and meaningful things. But also Deb told me about, you know, her disability and what would be required, you know, if we were to work together. And those were all things that that I could do, mm-hmm. I could offer.
Yeah. And I remember calling you up that night, telling you that, yes, I want to work with you.
That's right. Yeah.
Actually, before you even left for table, I told you.
That's right. Yeah. Immediately, yeah, because I think we just got a sense that we would like hanging out.
Click, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's really true. We had a lot of interests in common.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Is it the first time, Deb, that you've had a choice around who you work with as a support worker?
Well, before the NDIS came along, I didn't have any support workers. But since the NDIS, I was with a service provider in the community, mm-hmm. an NGO, and they decided who I saw. So in any 1 month, I could see 3 different people. Whereas one of the things I really wanted was to be able to choose who spent time with me and not having to tell the same old story every time.
Mm. What was it like when you actually had that choice and you had that freedom to, you know, not be restricted by somebody else, but you actually could take this decision into your own hands? What did that feel like?
I used to think that I didn't have a choice and that I had to conform to some notion of the things we might do together. Whereas now, if I want to stand on my head in the middle of the road, and I feel I could.
How do you decide what you'll do in that time that you have together?
I usually think of it that morning and I think, okay, we'll do these jobs today and, we'll have a cup of coffee between this and that. Or, you know, something like I wanted to get some plants for my veranda and I set up with Aaron that we'd go to the hardware store later on in the week to do that.
I have the sense that you two get on really well together. Do you enjoy the time that you spend with each other?
I look forward to hanging out with Deb. It's not, it's a pleasure. It doesn't feel like a job. Yeah.
It's an interesting kind of relationship to negotiate, I think, because you are obviously friendly with each other. Deb, you're still the boss. Does that ever get tricky as you maybe get to know each other more and you sort of might share more about each other's life? Is it hard then to kind of, I don't know, negotiate that territory?
It's interesting because it is tricky
mm-hmm.
because on one hand I'm paying Aaron to be my support worker, but on the other hand we spend so much time together in a week that we couldn't do it unless we were friends. If I hated him, God, it'd be terrible.
Yeah,
it'd
be.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, and he knows also intimate details of my life, though.
So he knows quite intimate things. And I guess, have you two been together when you haven't been so well, Deb?
Yes, I became quite unwell a few months ago when I decided I didn't need to take my tablets anymore. And I became very unwell. And one of the roles that Aaron took during that time was just spending time with me
mm-hmm.
so that I wasn't on my own. I mean, I was literally very unwell and delusional and hearing voices and stuff. So it was very good that I had that support during that time.
It was upsetting to see someone that, you know, like we've said, that we've been in each other's lives, you know, on an almost daily basis for I think it's about 12 months or something like that. But, yeah, just to see her in that state. So, but I was very happy that, like, in, you know, Deb's time of need that I could actually be there. There was something very satisfying about that.
So you call each other friends. There might be some people who would say, well, no, you're not friends. It's not a friendship. It's a working relationship. And I know in the history of disability support, there were lots of concerns about boundaries. I'll ask you first, Aaron, is it something that you think about? Like, you are in a paid relationship with Deb, but it's obviously more than that. So I'm really curious about how you negotiate that, those fine lines.
That is a very good question. I'm not sure that I have a satisfactory answer. I can say that we make sure that, like, whatever Deb's needs are at any one time, we meet those needs. So despite it being like a sort of a casual sort of a friendship sort of mode in which we interact, I think we do make sure that sort of professional element is always taken care of.
One of the things that safeguards that, I think, is that I am always in control. So it's not like a friendship in many ways, because I'm the one who makes the decisions about everything, not you.
So you're not, so in a friendship you might be concerned about how the other person's, what they want and what they need.
That's right. Yeah. But it took me a long time to get to the point where I could think that.
To feel comfortable? Yeah. I've also noticed that sort of transition, that sort of the hesitation about sort of voicing your needs. But that's sort of like, as the relationships develop, I think, you know, you've felt more and more comfortable about that, yeah.
Because it is new for people with disability, Deb, isn't it? Having a relationship, a working relationship with a support worker that we have so much control of.
Yeah, something, I think it is a learnt skill, actually. It'd be a wonderful thing to run courses on working with your support worker.
What are the things
that are important and what are the things that might get in the way of a good relationship? And some of those are around boundary issues.
I mean, I'm imagining if you were having a really tough time on a Saturday night, you might not ring Aaron.
No, I've got that rule that I wouldn't ring Aaron. I also want to have reciprocal relationships with my friends.
Yep.
And so I'd probably bother them if it was 11 o'clock at night and I wasn't coping.
How do you think through when you would call on the other supports that you have and how do you decide then, actually, this is a thing I'm going to use my paid support to do?
It depends on what it is, but, I mean, I guess I use both of those things to help me along, but my family lives in Sydney. I've got some friends up here, which is really lovely, but, like, when I was quite unwell, it was good that I would feel worried about asking one of my friends to sit with me for 6 hours, whereas I had no hesitation. Well, I thought it was all right for someone to ask Aaron to do that. So it is different sorts of things. Plus, I wouldn't ask my friends, will you help me with my shopping? But I will ask Aaron, will you help me with my shopping? And so there is quite a difference there. And I think some people who are getting supports find it very difficult to negotiate that fine line, as you call it, between friendship and support.
What's the best thing about being a support worker?
Practically, it works for me as a university student, so that sort of flexibility is helpful. But I actually look forward to, you know, spending time with Deb. But also, like, something that happens in that sort of relationship is that the person with the disability, you know, is really trusting the support worker with so much personal information, and they're really in a vulnerable situation. So I really appreciate that Deb sort of trusts me with that. And yeah,
it's so good to have practical support to do things. It's incredibly difficult for me to logistically do a lot of things. So having Aaron in my life to help with, that's good. But the second thing is, I just love his mind. I just love the way he thinks, and I just love his values and the way he cares for others. And so I find him such an interesting person to get in a car with and go shopping.